Name?
Mesmero.
Real name, please.
Vincent.
Last name?
Just Vincent. I don't have a last name.
Of course you don't. Right, the uniform is on the left. You will change into it after your search. Any questions?
Yes. When do I get my phone call?
Next.
Welcome to the Alcatraz Mutant Detention Facility. This prison has been modified to hold you, freaks, so don't think your powers will help you here. The collars you are wearing suppresses your powers. Try to remove it for any reason, and you will receive a severe shock. Very painful. You will wear them at all times. Those of you who are too strong to be suppressed by them will be shipped up to the country and take a long nap with Kane Marco. You are here because you deserve to be here. Because you thought that your extra gene made you above the law. Well, here you are in my hands. And here I am the law. A-Wingers, follow me.
What are you in for?
Wife cheated on me. She regretted it.
Ah, so, A-Wing.
It's where they send the really bad ones. The ones they won't let out of here until they cure us.
How fun. My first full day. What a charming place. Full of murderers and mutants, psychopaths aplenty. This really is the wing for the really bad ones. No matter. This place won't hold me for long. This collar is crude, and I will overcome it. Very soon. Then everyone will be much more helpful. Until then, I will bide my time.
I hear you fancy yourself following Magneto.
I look up from the table, seeing the fat slob as he looks back down at me. A massive hulk of a man, and another small creature with him. Where have I seen them before? Where did you hear that?
Word travels fast of mutant stuff in this place. It true?
I wish to serve him, yes.
I hear he's dead, but Toad over here thinks otherwise.
He was alive. They took him. The pretty ones. His children.
I knew that face. Toad, you were with the Brotherhood in Genosha. You served him.
Damn right I did. I was one of four mutants in the whole world he saw as worthy to join him.
I see.
Well, there would have been more. If he'd gotten the chance, we all would be on his side by now. Living a good life, not locked up in this crap hole.
That red-headed woman! I will kill her for what she did to him. What she stole from me. We were winning.
Yeah, whatever. You keep saying that, but hey. Look, if he'd picked me before I went to that island, I think it would have been a different story.
You were considered.
What? And he passed me up?
You were too self-serving.
Is there a point to this conversation?
Well, not really. But look, I've been thinking. If we all work together, then maybe a new brotherhood could rise up, replace those turncoats and losers that failed him. Huh?
We don't even know where to find him.
I do. The Brotherhood have a secret base we were at before Genosha. They would have taken him there.
So, why do you need me?
We need your powers, pal. They sound mighty useful for a jailbreak. Besides, you're one of us, right?
Right. Over the next several days, we begin to make plans. I find myself pressing Toad for more and more information on Magneto. He speaks of him like a deity, someone to be worshipped as though a messiah. Perhaps he is, and perhaps he was the best choice to lead our people, the ruler we need. His name alone has brought us all together, and it is the reason we now make plans. I look up now from my dining table, Toad sat across from me, the one calling himself the Blob, making his way over.
Look, The guards are more worried about their holiday plans than watching us.
Then maybe we should break out on Christmas Day. Minimal staff would don't want to be here.
No. No, they will be expecting that. New Year. That is when we should make our move.
Why? Who died and made you king?
Before I arrived, all you had was a vague plan. Now you have direction and a means to achieve it. On New Year's Day, the guards will be just as apathetic as Christmas Day, but some will be hungover and they won't be on alert for an escape like they would on Christmas.
So, when are we going?
We are not going anywhere, Eunice.
How many times? Piss off!
Oh, come on. Your brotherhood could use a guy like me.
A guy like you, huh? A greedy bastard who's only in here because he got caught cheating in fights? Yeah, no thanks.
I'm in here because of what I did after I got found out. Using my gifts to win fights was good. What I did to the promoter after he fired me, that brought me up to your level. Remind me again, how many people have you killed, a blob?
Maybe I don't need to kill anyone to prove how tough I am. The rest of us, at least, got taken down by the X-Men. Who did you lose to? The cops?
Eh, they caught me sleeping. My repelling field was off.
Yeah, well, that's the difference between us and you. I am immovable even after I shut my eyes at night, moron.
You're not so immovable now.
Well, you ain't so untouchable right now either, Brock Lesnar, huh? Let's see who's really tough. Come on!
Sit down, both of you. We can't escape with you in solitary.
Eh, whatever. Loser.
You want him, Eunice? Prove we need you.
Oh, I will. Bring me along, and I will prove it to you all.
You know, this is why we didn't recruit you losers.
Yes. Now, what about Mastermind? Is he with us?
Well, he refuses to come anywhere with you. Not after what you did to him disguised as that guard months ago.
His loss.
New Year's Day, then.
New Year's Day. The next days, weeks, pass slowly. Our eyes on the task at hand. I believe I have discovered how to remove our collars. I know what will happen when I do. Chaos. Panic. The world will know they can't contain us like they thought they could. And it will only make the fear and hatred for our kind worse. These thoughts echo in my mind as I lay in bed in the early hours of the 30th of December, when a voice breaks the silence. The voice of my bunkmate. The irony is not lost on me.
Your plan will fail. Even if you get free, the X-Men will find you, send you back.
I miscalculated, underestimated Xavier. I won't make that mistake again. And there is strength in numbers.
Magneto thought so too, right up until he was defeated.
You have refused to speak with me since I got here, refused to join our escape. Why speak up now?
Because I wanted to warn you. Your plan will fail.
And what's your plan, Mastermind?
Revenge, same as yours. But I will be smarter about it. Bide my time, strike when the time is right.
And when will that be?
You don't have your powers this time, Vincent. You will get nothing else from me.
This isn't an interrogation this time, Jason. I'm just curious.
And you will keep on being curious. When you break out, I will follow, but I will not be coming with you to Magneto. That path can only lead back here, or worse.
Yes, well, good luck with that, Jason. The fool. Going it alone was my mistake last time. One I will not make again. New Year's Eve. Almost time. Happy New Year. Then, finally, hours later, it's here. I watch a guard walk casually past my cell door. As soon as he is out of sight, I stand with a start. I produce a fork I retrieved at breakfast from my sleeve, then reach it up behind my head. Were I not also a technical wizard, this plan would fail. But I have spent the last few weeks studying it in every mirror, every reflection I could. I know how to reset it. It takes hours, but finally, I do. Ah! Hey, guard!
God, my collar, something's wrong with it. It came off.
What? Stand still. Don't move.
Of course, I don't want to get into trouble. But first, look into my eyes. I have him take me to the other cells, bringing any guards on the way under my control. This is easier than I thought. You there, unlock this cell.
Come on, let's move.
All guards report to the prison yard immediately.
Once the collars are off, the rest is easy. Our combined strength crush any opposition in our path, and soon we find ourselves at the entrance. Blob, if you would.
Not a problem. One direct exit, Mr. Green.
How are we getting off of the island? I have it covered. You there?
Yes, sir.
Go and prepare a boat to the mainland. And bring some of that champagne I saw you drinking last night.
Of course.
And you?
Yes, Master Mesmero.
You go and turn off that blasted noise. Then phone the police department and tell him that you have the situation under control.
Right away.
Ha! Ha! I could have used you the last time I asked for a raise.
Let's move. The rest is easy. Soon we find ourselves in mainland San Francisco. Soon we will be at his side. But first, we need to raise capital to get there. A week later, at our chosen place of residence. Where's Eunice?
The X-Men got him.
What?
Yeah, they were waiting for us at the bank. Seems like we caught their attention.
They took it to us good. They have a new one with them, too. Looks like his daughter. We were barely able to get away ourselves.
You weren't followed?
No, I put a building between us.
You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Xavier can track us, you fool. Now that they know where we are, it will be easy for him. We need to go. Now.
Go where, Greeny?
We have raised enough to get a private jet. If not, I will use my powers of persuasion. You remember exactly where it is?
More or less.
Okay, let's go. Turns out hiring a helicopter is much easier than buying a private jet, especially when you have to use your gifts to make the owner part with it. But no matter, we are on our way to Europe, where hopefully I will finally get to meet him. How much further?
A few more miles.
Good.
Yeah, but I think we're about to run out of gas. We better set down where we can.
What? I filled it enough for a round trip.
Obviously not.
All right. There is a landing strip coming in a quarter mile. Let's get permission to land, shall we? And by permission, I mean land anyway, and make the entire airport do our bidding. Even diverting flights to do so. I do enjoy my gift.
That should do it.
I can't believe we traveled the entire Atlantic without seeing that hole. You are sure you filled it?
Yeah, guess you get what you pay for, huh?
Okay, let's go. I thought you diverted all the incoming flights.
We did, sir. This one isn't cleared.
I look up, seeing a plane emerging from the clouds like a black, winged bird of prey. A blackbird. The blackbird.
Oh, shit, they found us.
Move it.
Yeah, see, not you.
What?
Toad.
Ah! My eyes! I can't see!
Can't hypnotize either.
Hey, what the? Who are you? Security!
Sorry, Greeny. If we don't leave somebody to take the fall, they'll just keep chasing us. And, we want to be left alone. After all, you're the one they're after. You're the really dangerous one in this group.
You! You put the hole in the fuel tank. You planned this.
Yeah, kinda. Don't take it personally. You just wouldn't have fit in.
Then I am alone. Betrayed. The next voice I hear are of the German police officers and the X-Men. They have me. Again.
Knock, knock.
What the?
Get Pietro. I'm back and I brought a friend.
Name?
Vincent.
Welcome back, Mesmero.
I was wrong. From now on, I work alone.
X-Men Season 1, Lockdown. Starring Rex Anderson as Mesmero and Eunice. Drew Kalen as The Blob. Thaddeus Gilmore as Toad. Also with Tommy Grabietz as Mastermind. Featuring the voices of Kevin Gaddy, Michael Source, and Kenny Dunkel. X-Men is copyright of Marvel Entertainment. This project has no affiliation and no infringement is intended.